Today we're going to talk about something called
emotional freedom techniques. As survivors of abuse, many of us have dealt with negative emotions and poor self-image. And this struggle can affect everything in our lives, from our relationships to our physical health to even getting a job. Today, I'm interviewing emotional freedom expert Brad Yates, who helps people overcome fears that are holding them back and to redefine themselves in a positive light. Brad is recognized as one of the top teachers of emotional freedom techniques, or EFT. EFT is a quick, simple, effective method for overcoming fear and relieving stress. EFT can help just about anyone who deals with anxiety and negative emotions. Brad teaches everyone from elite athletes, CEOs, and actors to people struggling with addiction how to master their emotions. He uses EFT to help people overcome fear and stress to improve their lives. Now be sure you stay tuned to the end of this video because Brad is going to give us a couple of lessons where we can actually try this technique together. So stick with me.
So let's get started.
Closed captioning provided by Athena Moberg and CPTSDFoundation.org.
My name is Angie Atkinson, and this is Toxic Relationship Rehab, where I help you discover, understand, and overcome toxic relationships in your life. So if you want to take back your life, embrace your power, and become the best possible version of yourself, hit that subscribe button, stick with me, and let's get going.
Welcome to my channel, Brad. I'm so happy to have you here. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Angie. Thanks so much for having me on.
My pleasure. So I reached out to you because you seem to be one of the authorities on tapping and how it can help you in healing. So can you kind of explain to me and my amazing audience what tapping is exactly?
Yeah, thank you. So for anyone who is new to tapping, it does look a little strange at first because we are literally tapping with our fingertips on key places around our face and our torso, also known as emotional freedom technique, or EFT for short. And the reason we do this to ourselves is based on acupuncture. So for thousands of years in Chinese medicine, they've said there's a flow of energy through the body along these pathways called meridians. And when the energy is flowing naturally, we experience our natural state of health and well-being physically and emotionally. And when this energy gets stuck, then we don't feel so good. And when we don't feel good, we tend to not think clearly. We don't make the best choices. And so we want to get that energy flowing again. We also have modern research showing that it dramatically lowers stress. So particularly when we're in a challenging situation, a situation that's abusive in any way, shape, or form, we go into fight or flight, we get stressed out, and basically the prefrontal cortex, where our reasoning mind is, goes offline, and we're making desperate choices, we're making choices out of habit, and what's familiar, even if it's not healthy. So by tapping, we're calming that down and allowing ourselves to think more clearly and to make much better choices.
I have been doing a lot of research lately on the polyvagal theory and how, you know, the polyvagal nerve is connected to our entire bodies and how this can be affected by trauma. Do you feel like tapping could kind of tap into that a little bit? You mentioned fight or flight, and that's where my head went. What are your thoughts on that? Are you familiar with that?
Yes, and that is one of the theories as to why tapping is effective. You know, is it working on the meridian systems? Is it working on the sympathetic nervous system? Is it working on the polyvagal system? Could be one of those, could be all of it. But with all of those things, we do find, we're finding the results. We're finding that the tapping calms down the system, and we see benefits in those. So that is one of the major theories as to why tapping is so beneficial.
Okay.
I don't know a ton about it, but it is, that allows us to relax that system and get into that better feeling place.
Awesome. Okay. And so how do you think that tapping might help a survivor of a toxic relationship, narcissistic abuse, someone with PTSD or CPTSD maybe? How could it benefit them? Is it to calm down the fight or flight, or is there more to it than that, do you think?
If we looked at tapping as nothing more than a stress relief technique, we can see why it's so beneficial in so many areas.
Certainly.
Because when we go through trauma, what remains is a stress feeling. A stress response that's in the body, and we can calm that down. We can also calm down the stress response to events that have happened in the past. So whether it's dealing with the stress that we're having right now, like you're talking to someone and they're talking in a very harsh way and we're, you know, being triggered, to be able to calm ourselves down. and but also to look back at events that we still are holding on to and they're still upsetting, because those events are in the past. All that remains now is the energetic attachment to it. So we're calming ourselves down in this moment. And as we do that, we can, sometimes it happens very quickly that we can clear a stress response from something horrible that happened in the past. And tapping has been used with a lot of military veterans for the things that they've experienced. And we've seen great results with clearing past trauma. That's of all amazing. Kinds. So that as we go back and look at those, while tapping, we calm down that response such that, okay, I might remember that it happened, but I don't still get triggered by it. So being able to use the tapping to clear upset that's happening right now, as well as neutralizing the trauma from the past is how it can be so effective.
I can see that being especially useful with a lot of my clients. As you're talking, I'm just thinking, I know this one could use some of that and this one, great. stuff. So how did you discover tapping? How did you kind of find it?
How does a grown man find himself tapping on his face for a living? I actually started as an actor, and I was touring the world, and I'd come back to Los Angeles to become a movie star. And in the process of that, met a woman, fell in love, got married. And when our first child was on the way, I thought I should probably have a backup job. So instead of getting like a normal 9-to-5 steady paycheck, I trained to become a hypnotherapist because I'd always been fascinated with the power of the mind and wanted to help people. And I started a practice at that. And then 2.5 years later, when our second child was on the way, I thought, you know, as much as I love acting, doing personal development work is really my calling. This is what I feel meant to do. And we left Los Angeles, and when we moved to Northern California, through some other hypnotherapists, I heard about this energy psychology and tapping and thought, hey, you know, let's go try it out. Took a training with Gary Craig, the founder of EFT. And, you know, fortunately for me, as an actor, I'd done all kinds of different things. Like I had gone to Ringling Brothers and Barnum Bailey Clown College.
Oh, cool.
So when I was introduced to this, it was not the strangest thing I'd ever seen. I was a little more open to it than a lot of other folks might be.
Sure.
And I think the thing that was most profound is when we were tapping on chocolate cravings, and my chocolate craving went from an 8 out of 10 to a 0, and I didn't eat chocolate for 2 years after just a couple of moments of tapping. I thought, wow, there's something to this. And so little by little, it became the main modality that I used in working with people.
That's pretty amazing. Yeah, I like that. You'd never know. Chocolate. Who knew? I could probably use some of that chocolate tapping myself. Anyway, so that's awesome. Can you tell me a little bit more about yourself and your practice?
Yeah, I'm blessed to have different opportunities for working with folks. Mm-hmm. You know, the first place that most people work with me is on YouTube, where I have...
Yes, that's how I found you.
You know, over 800 videos, you know, so including the chocolate cravings, there's a tap for that. There's a tap for... many different issues, including dealing with trauma and abuse.
There's a tap for that. Is that your slogan or
catchphrase?
Catchphrase. I like that. Is it? It should be.
Anyway. Watch the t-shirts coming out soon.
Nice.
So, and then a lot of folks work with me in live teleclasses. Mm-hmm. I do teleclasses on, you know, sometimes it's open forum, whatever is bothering people. And sometimes it's specific. Like this month, we're talking about tapping into action. Next month is tapping into vibrant health.
Awesome.
And sometimes we work on money issues, relationship issues. And then I do live workshops. I've just come back from traveling and doing workshops in Russia and the UK and in Canada. And then I also do one-on-one sessions by phone with folks.
Very cool. All right. So I wonder, do you have a couple techniques you can share with us that we can kind of try as survivors of abuse that might help us to, like, say, maybe one for getting rid of the stress in the moment, maybe one for kind of releasing stuff from the past? And I'm not trying to direct you too much, so do what feels right to you. But something
So let's go through a tapping process, and I'd rather give folks a hands-on experience of this.
Awesome.
So first, I'm just going to show you the very basics of tapping, what we call EFT in a nutshell. So it's a tool that everyone has. It's like, okay, I know how to do this now with very simple wording. Because when we get into it, I'm going to start being a little more intuitive with the wording. And if I start that way, then people think, oh, tapping involves all this extensive wording, and I don't know how to do it, so I won't use it.
Yeah.
And that's not the case. It can be very simple. You can tap even without words. But I'll show you a very basic. So let's say you're just feeling stress in the moment, and you would rate that stress on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being the most intense. Mm-hmm. Try to be aware of where in your body you might feel it. I get a stiffness in my shoulders, maybe. Mm-hmm. And then we would just tap in with, you know, two or three fingers of your dominant hand, and tap in on what we call the karate chop point, so right there on the side of your hand.
Okay.
And we'd say, even though I feel all this stress, I choose to love and accept myself.
Even though I feel all the stress, I choose to love and accept myself.
Yeah. And then we would repeat that three times. And that's just basically setting ourselves up for a place of recognizing I have this issue, but I accept myself even though I have this issue. It just creates an opening for the healing to happen.
I like that.
So then the first point we're going to tap is here's the eyebrow point. So right at the beginning of your eyebrow. Mm-hmm. And generally we tap 5 to 10 times. You know, if we're saying a longer phrase, we might end up tapping 20 times. It's okay. It's not like, no, it has to be 5 to 10 times or it doesn't work.
Right, right.
So just gently tapping right here and say, all this stress.
All this stress.
Right here at the corner of your eye, all this stress.
All the stress.
Right under the middle of your eye, all this stress.
All the stress.
Right under your nose, all this stress.
All the stress.
Right under your lower lip, just above your chin, all this stress.
All the stress.
And right here where your collarbones just about come together, mm-hmm. you can use your fingers or you can make a fist and tap where the collarbones just about meet. All this stress.
All the stress.
Next point is under the arm. It's about 4 inches below the armpit. It's mm-hmm. right about bra strap level, and I'm sure even if there are guys on the call, they can figure out where that is. Mm-hmm. All this stress.
All the stress.
And finally, the top of the head. So just tapping around with all your fingers around the crown of your head, all this stress.
All the stress.
And then you take a deep breath. And then you check in again and say, okay, now on a scale of 0 to 10, how stressed do I feel? And sometimes it'll go from a 9 to a 0 like that. Sometimes it'll go from a 9 to an 8.85. But sometimes it might even seem to go up. But what happens is it's like peeling layers of an onion and we get greater clarity.
Yeah.
And we start to say, it's not just that I'm stressed. It's that I'm really worried that if I don't get that report in on Monday, I'm going to lose my job.
Right.
Even though I'm afraid of losing my job. And then we can be more specific about what we're tapping about. And we may be tapping through and say, this fear of losing my job, this fear of losing my job. Oh, no, it's not even that. I'm just still remembering that time in the third grade where I didn't get a report turned in and I flunked a class or something like that.
Yeah.
And so we become aware of where we've been hanging on to these things maybe for decades. And we haven't even been aware of it. It's been this low-level stress. And certainly for people who have been in abusive relationships, there's a lot of that, all kinds of little things that, you know, especially when you're focusing on the major things that have happened, lots of little things, you know, it's like, oh, that didn't even matter.
Yeah.
Well, we want to be able to clear all that to the point where you can go through and it's like, yeah, that happened, but I'm here now and I'm okay. So that's the very basic of EFT is just, you know, saying whatever the problem is, and I love and accept myself, and then tapping through each of these points, repeating the problem.
Right on.
And for a lot of folks, they might say, you're talking about the negative. You're supposed to always focus on the positive. Well, what you resist persists. You know, if you break your leg, you don't go to the doctor and say, let's talk about my arm. My arm feels so good. Let's just focus on my arm.
Valid point.
Yeah. So we have to do, it's not a matter of just sitting there and moaning about it and re-traumatizing ourselves over and over. We're focusing on it while we're clearing it up. And then that sets us free to recognize it. And then the leg is fixed. And then we don't have to pretend that it's not broken.
That's pretty amazing.
So,
yeah.
So now we're going to have a little fun with the tapping.
Okay.
Which may sound weird. It's like, we're going to have fun talking about abuse?
Well, yeah.
Close your eyes and just go inside. Just allow yourself to be aware of what's going on inside, noticing how you're feeling physically, and how you're feeling emotionally. And just allow yourself to be aware of any discomfort that you're hanging on to right now. Notice where in your body you might feel it. Notice on a scale of 0 to 10 how strong it might be. Notice what thoughts, beliefs, and memories might come up around it. And maybe there's a particular event. Maybe it's something that's just happened recently. Maybe it's something that happened way in the past. Just allow yourself to be aware of how much you're holding on to it right now. And take another deep breath. Open your eyes. So, Angie, if you will be my echo voice, just repeat back what I say. And then everyone else, just tap where I tap and repeat back what I say along with Angie. And please take full responsibility for your own well-being. If you are feeling particularly emotional right now and you're on your own, it may not be the best time to go looking at that, and you may want to wait until you've got someone there for emotional support or work with a practitioner. You know, if you're working with a therapist and they don't know tapping, introduce it. Say, hey, tons of therapists and doctors are using this in their practice now. So I love it when I have licensed therapists who tell me, yeah, I send clients to your videos as homework. Side of the hand. Even though I'm feeling this discomfort. I choose to love and accept myself. Even though I'm feeling this discomfort. I choose to love and honor myself. Even though I'm feeling all this discomfort.
All this stress.
Maybe even trauma. About something that happened to me. And part of me says. I need to hang on to this. Not because I'm bad or stupid. But because it feels necessary for my survival. And even though I'm hanging on to this discomfort, I choose to deeply and completely love, honor, and accept myself. And maybe anyone else involved. Even if they don't deserve it. I deserve to be that free. All this discomfort. All this upset. All this fear. Because whatever I'm feeling. There's probably some fear under there. And this fear makes me hang on to this discomfort. Even if I'm safe in this moment. Part of me might say. It's not okay to relax. It's not safe to relax. Because if I allow myself to feel better, I might let my guard down. And get hurt again. All this belief. That I need to stay uncomfortable. As a way of protecting myself. And I love and appreciate that part of me. That puts me through so much difficulty. Believing it's necessary for my survival. I love and appreciate all the ways I try to take care of myself. And in this moment, I'm allowing myself to see. That allowing myself to relax. Would be really good for my well-being. And when I relax, I can think more clearly. And I can make better choices. All this fear. That if I'm not feeling fear. I'll make really bad choices. Like if I'm not afraid of a certain person. I'll just go hang out with them more. And how often has that really stopped me from making bad choices? The more fear that I feel, the harder it is to make really good choices.
the harder it is to make really good choices.
So I'm giving myself permission to relax. And as I allow myself to relax. I'm giving myself permission to remember. That I am worthy and deserving of love. And doing this exercise right now. Is an act of self-love. And remembering that I'm worthy of love. And I'm clearing any doubts about that. Especially around other people's behavior. Some people treat me in ways. That suggest that I'm not worthy of love or respect. It's not that I'm not worthy.
It's
just they don't have the capacity to give me what I deserve. And I'm loving myself in this process. I'm giving myself permission to remember. That I am worthy and deserving of love and respect. And I have a right to expect that. And I'm clearing any remaining doubts about that. Clearing them all the way back through my past. Clearing them at a cellular level. Clearing all this discomfort. Back through all the times in my life. That I somehow got the message. That I wasn't good enough.
And
I didn't deserve love and respect. Those were misunderstandings. And I'm acknowledging the truth now. I am worthy and deserving of love. In body, mind, and spirit. And take a deep breath. And close your eyes and go back inside and check in with wherever you might have been feeling that discomfort. And hopefully whatever it was at, that number has come down. And you may have more awareness of, oh, I know why I hang on to this or what's going on. And the more clarity you get, the more you can keep working through and tapping on those beliefs. Mm-hmm. Now, most of that pain and discomfort comes from misunderstandings. And as we clear that up, it's like, oh, you know what? I can allow myself to feel better, and then I can stand up for myself, and I can make better choices. I can get myself to real safety and have the life that I deserve.
That's great. Yeah. I didn't even think I had any problems today. I feel more relaxed already, so that definitely helps.
Well, that's the thing is that we're always carrying some kind of layer of stress. This is why I recommend tapping on a daily basis, because to me it's energy hygiene. We have physical hygiene, like taking a shower, brushing our teeth, and we do it daily, whether we feel we need it or not. You know, we don't wait until we see stuff growing between our teeth and go, oh, now I should brush my teeth. We don't wait until people around us are holding their nose and go, oh, now I should take a shower. It's like, we just do it as regular upkeep. Same with stress. Let's not wait until we're, and then go, oh, yes, now I should take care of my stress levels. Because there's always... you know, some level, and even when we're feeling really good, nothing's so good that it can't get better.
That's right. I love that. So how can people, I know they can go to your YouTube channel. What's it called? Tapping with Brad?
Tap with Brad. Most of my stuff is just Tap with Brad, tapwithbrad.com, Tap with Brad on Instagram or on Facebook.
And how do people, if they want to take one of your classes or your courses or they want to make an appointment, do they just go to tapwithbrad.com or how do they get in touch with you?
All that information is there. You'll find ways to get free resources, to take teleclasses or to work with me individually.
Okay.
Whatever feels right for you in terms of creating the life you want, all kinds of resources there.
Right on. And you said over 800 videos, so lots of free resources for people if they don't have the money to schedule something with you, and varied pricing, something for every budget.
Something for every budget.
Right on. All right. Any final words of wisdom for the survivor community that you'd like to share?
You know, the most important thing, I think, for everyone is really learning to love yourself. To acknowledge you're worthy and deserving of love, especially in situations of abuse it's very easy to misunderstand that and think that it means that you're not lovable. And it just ain't the case.
100%.
We're absolutely worthy and deserving of love. And the more that we allow ourselves to recognize it, the more we can show that to others. And yes, the more we recognize it about ourselves, the more we can see it in others, that they're lovable as well. Even those abusive, narcissistic people are worthy and deserving of love, you know, perhaps from a distance. Do it from a safe distance. If you take care of a tiger, you can feed that tiger through the cage. You don't have to get in the cage with it. You know, allowing yourself to take care of yourself first, put the oxygen mask on your own face first. But then we can, you know, the more we can see that that's inside other people, we can help them see it too. Because the only reason people are abusive is because they don't know how truly lovable they are. They're suffering from their own stuff. So,
yeah, when we're talking about someone who is NPD diagnosed or especially toxic, we don't see a lot of change in those people. We see that, yes, most certainly they're capable. I really believe they're capable, but yet I've never seen it. and I've never spoken to another.
Yeah. And that's why I say from a distance. This is not a matter of, oh, I'm going to send that person love and they're going to change. I am definitely not advocating for putting yourself in harm's way in any way, shape, or form. Why I say this is when we can recognize that it's an illness, then we can see that we're not the cause of that, and their behavior and their abuse is not about us.
Yes.
And the idea is to get to a place of freedom. So I don't tell anyone to rush the forgiveness process, but forgiveness isn't for the other person. It's for ourselves.
Exactly.
So that's, thank you for clarifying that, because I don't want anyone to misunderstand.
Right. Yeah.
This is not about putting yourself into the tiger's cage, because the tiger may always be a tiger.
Right.
But, and always be dangerous, but it's allowing yourself to get to that place of such freedom and such peace in yourself.
Yeah, I've stopped using the word forgive as much with my community and started saying release myself of responsibility, or release them of being responsible to me for what they did to me or whatever, because it is about ourselves. It's about letting go of that toxic energy and not needing to be connected, because, you know, we become trauma bonded, and when you become trauma bonded, it's like a physical addiction almost to that person. You know, I'm sure.
I have a video called Needing an Apology, because we get that bond to someone. It's like, I can feel okay as soon as they acknowledge their wrongdoing and apologize. Like, that's just keeping yourself in a victim mode, because my good feeling is based on their behavior. It's like, and as you said, if you're not going to see that healing, it ain't going to come. And now I'm stuck. It's like, no, all I need is to take care of me and put myself in a safe place.
Absolutely. And I'm going to link that video right here, you guys, because I think having that, so many survivors come to me and they say, I need closure. I need them to just acknowledge what they did. Well, you know, some of them don't even expect an apology. They just want to hear that, you know, that they admit they did something wrong. And of course, that doesn't happen. So I do have a technique that I use with people where they can write letters and do a whole thing, but I'm going to link that video, because I think that will be really helpful to my community as well.
Give yourself permission to get closure on your own.
Yes, absolutely.
Don't, because, you know, if they've proven themselves unreliable in so many other things, why wait for them on that? You deserve to be free.
Right. And you have to take it sometimes. And this is one way you can begin to do that. So yes, I love that. Yeah, I knew we were on the same page. I just had to clarify, because I was
That's perfect. I'd rather you clarify it than have you feeling uncomfortable that there's an unhealthy message there.
Yeah. So. Well, and the thing is, it's not unhealthy for 99% of the people or whatever, you know, for a lot of people. But when we're talking about this particular type of person, there's no empathy, you know, no remorse. And so there's no chance of, there's a small chance. I've just never seen it happen. I've talked to lots of other practitioners and therapists, and nobody's ever seen it. Okay. So thank you. All right. So I'm going to link Brad's channel right here. So make sure you go over and subscribe to that when you're finished here. And Brad, thank you so much. This has been great. I really appreciate your knowledge and information. This is stuff I don't know about. So I love to bring in experts like yourself to share the good word. And everybody come over and subscribe to your channel and we'll get some good healing going on. Yeah. I love it.
All right. Thank you for the invitation and this opportunity. I love sharing this work. And this is an important subject that I have not really focused on. So I appreciate that opportunity to aim some tapping at that issue.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Thank you again so much.
This brings me to the question of the day. The question of the day is,
have you heard of emotional freedom technique or tapping? Have you tried it? And if you have tried it, how did it work out for you? If you haven't, will you try it now?
Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comment section below, and let's talk about it. Now, before I go, take a look at the video I'm leaving for you right there. One more thing, I just want to say thank you so much to all of my amazing channel members. Thank you so much, your support. It means the world to me. And to everyone who watches my videos, likes my videos, subscribes to my channels, comments on my videos, shares my videos, thank you so much. You are helping me further spread my message that we don't have to live with narcissistic abuse and that we have the right to be healthy, happy, safe and loved in our homes, even if it's only loved by ourselves. Stay strong, my friends. As always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. And hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. I'll see you soon.